This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Each week at this time, a very varied group of people get together from the talk radio business to talk about the big stories of the week, and the people on the list created by Talkers Magazine, doing the research every week. Talkers Magazine lists these stories and people at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So with me this week, we have Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and also from Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America. So let me go through the stories and pick out a couple that Jennifer probably is invested in to a point. At number 10, what's going on in Mount Everest? Very interesting. And the rescue of that Hawaiian hiker, as people do a lot of touring. UFOs and the Navy pilots who have seen them. Number 9, fascinating story from my perspective anyway. What's going on in Britain? The fate of Theresa May has been cast, but who's following her? That'll be an interesting reality. Weather conditions, again, lots of discussion about climate change. Number 7, the ongoing feud or seeming feud between the McCains and the Trumps. At number 5, who's running for president? Number 4, various abortion laws being passed. Is it a challenge to Roe v. Wade? Number 3, the situation with China. Number 2, maybe 3A, is Kim Jong Fatty killing the U.S. envoy from North Korea. They executed him, fed him to the dogs, as it were, because he didn't like what he... I shouldn't laugh about this, but, I mean, come on.
Well, because it feels like a movie. It seems so unbelievable. The sad thing is it's real life.
Right, yeah. That's the bad of that new John Wick movie. Oh, my God, what a horror show that is. Just like that, feeding your dog, chop you up and feed you.
I like that movie.
You liked it?
Yeah, that's a little rough, but I like it, yeah.
It is rough.
It's a little rough.
A little rough,
It's a little rough.
It is a little rough. Number 2, all the impeachment talk, which is just that, talk. Jennifer, let's get your read on that. The impeachment talk is just that, and they being the Democrats, seem not to have the will, at least leadership doesn't have the will, to go forward with this, because somebody may be smart enough there to realize that they'll for sure lose the election if they pull that stunt. Is that a realistic...
I think there's a lot of reporting out that says that somehow Democrats have now just flipped on this impeachment switch after the big story this week, in my opinion, was Robert Mueller coming out saying he was resigning, that he was all done, that he wanted his report.
And that's number one by the way.
But then he showed himself for what he really is, which is someone who wanted to cast some ambiguity and cast a shade of politics over what should have been just an investigation based on facts. And so Democrats, I don't believe anyway. I mean, I guess we could argue about it. This is my gut feeling that anyone who supported impeachment last week at this time still supports impeachment today, and anybody who doesn't still doesn't. It's just the Democrats now in the caucus in the House are not as afraid to say it because they think they have some ammunition behind them with Robert Mueller saying, I can't prove you didn't commit a crime. Well, I could say that about you, Doug. I could certainly say that about you, Rich. I couldn't prove that either of you haven't committed a crime, but that's not necessarily the job of a prosecutor. It's not a job of a prosecutor to exonerate someone, and it's certainly not a job of a prosecutor to do what was done this past week by Robert Mueller. So I think Democrats just feel that they're more emboldened now because they can try to twist some of the words of Robert Mueller, who I think did this little 9-minute briefing without taking questions as kind of a little smack in the face to President Trump, who has been pretty brutal to him over the last several years. So I don't know. I don't know that it changes anything. It just makes people louder about it. And the person I feel most sorry for is not Trump. It's actually Nancy Pelosi, who knows that it's not politically advantageous for her to pursue impeachment because that is not popular with the American people. But now she has to figure out what to do because some of the loudest members of her caucus are screaming impeachment.
Mm. What about you, Victoria? What's your read on this?
Well, I think there's always ambiguity when you're dealing with human beings. So there was a counterintelligence aspect to this. And in counterintelligence, you're not always dealing with facts and evidence. So that's what's always interesting.
What's the point of all of this then?
Many things in counterintelligence don't make it into the courts. It doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't happen. I mean, that's counterintelligence for you. That's what that is.
But it doesn't mean they didn't happen either.
I haven't finished. So let me finish.
Please, yes.
I don't think that Mueller necessarily did a disservice to Trump or to the Democrats or to anybody this week. He didn't actually really say anything that was not in the report. And you know, he said he was going to let the report speak for itself. I think this was an effort to head off having to testify, which may or may not have been unsuccessful. I don't know. And I don't think that his testimony is going to satisfy the Democrats at all, because he isn't going to go beyond the report. So that it's going to be pretty pointless. And I don't think he's going to agree to testify in public. This is going nowhere, and it's going to be a huge mistake politically for the Democrats to impeach in the House, to impeach the president. Nancy Pelosi, as Jennifer said, I think, knows this very well. She's an extreme, probably along with Trump, the two most astute politicians in very different ways in the country, along with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, four very astute politicians. She knows this isn't going to work. A Republican Senate is not going to convict this man of anything. And it's going to backfire, certainly if it happens now, before 2020. And an acquitted Trump is an immunized Trump, as David Frum wrote at The Atlantic this week, and he's quite right. It's a very interesting way of putting it. And, you know, it becomes the issue of the 2020 election. All the issues that people really want to run on, healthcare, the economy, trade, so many other issues that matter to the American people, along with this. Immigration, other things, Iran, Syria, things that are happening overseas, they go by the wayside, and this becomes all-encompassing.
Well, we are such morons.
They really are. And then they're morons at our expense.
We are morons. We are the ones who feed this beast. We're the ones who watch CNN all the time and Fox and read all the rags about it. And we're the ones that feed these reporters who then feed the politicians. And it's just a vicious circle. And let me tell you something. Victoria hit it right on the head. Mueller can't testify because he would have to plead the fifth because of all the things that he did not investigate with the Steele dossier and all these other things that the Democrats climbed into, and he would have to plead the fifth, and he would absolutely just shoot his whole report right up like
that. Well, he's also an employee of the Department of Justice, so there would be a lot of protections put over his testimony. We already have seen the president use executive privilege and assert that over the testimony of William Barr and others, so they're not going to get much more out of him. I think there's certainly a lot of questions that Democrats and Republicans have for him about his methods and how he went about his investigation.
The final two sentences were the most important as far as I was concerned.
Ignored.
they've been ignored by everybody, except a few people like me, who heard what he said. And what he said was, there was meddling, there is going to be meddling, look out, because these people are capable of meddling. Our elections are not safe. That's what he said. That's my takeaway. I don't give a damn about any of the rest of it, except this mania that we have to use computers and electronic voting and all this other stuff, which is the surest way to invite somebody like China, the Russians, whoever it is, however they're getting into it, the Taliban, the who knows, ISIS. They all want to screw with us. And this is a perfect invitation. Come on, screw with our system. We're stupid. We use computers. We think we're so smart. We aren't. This is dumb. And that's what Mueller said.
It wasn't just his final sentences, Doug. This was his opening. Mm-hmm. This was the point of what he said. This was where his focus was, and this is the focus of the Mueller report.
And nobody picked up on it. The news organizations are just so panting to get at something that they can drill on Trump or whatever. It's just nonsense. I mean, we're full of people. The world is full of nonsense.
And it's pretty scary when Pelosi is the Democrat that you want leading the pack.
The voice of reason.
Right. She is the voice of reason because AOC and all these other ones, they, you know, the game has changed. Trump has changed the game, and the Democrats have changed as well because they're not playing the game anymore. They're playing on life philosophy. They have a mission for America, and that's all they care about, where Pelosi is still smart enough to play the game, and she knows that it's a loser.
I was chastised as being, what are they, Jennifer, sexist this week because of my attitude toward AOC? I don't.
Yeah.
There's nothing about her that appeals to me. And I was told that...
Well, that doesn't make you a sexist, but the way you say it might.
Right.
So
it's just about holding people accountable to the same set of standards. I think that's always the safest way to go, Dougie.
I guess the bottom line is that she annoys the hell out of me. And whether she's was a bartender or she's attractive or whatever it is, I just think that she is outsmarting herself, frankly. Burnout before your time. Just take your time to get to where you want to go instead of jumping off the bridge the first day you're on it. That would be my read. It's 18 after the hour. Time for us to think about how it is that you feel. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about physically. You're feeling achy? A lot of people are listening to this program who have heard me talk about Sierracil's Joint Formula 14, which has helped relieve a lot of stiff hips, stiff hands, stiff joints, stiff knees. It's helped a lot of people who had old injuries, where maybe they were a college athlete, maybe a professional athlete. So do like a lot of people have done. Go to achefree.live, 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 and get the details on the special offer this month for this product, achefree.live. Listeners using the DJV code will be able to buy the product, normally $39 a bottle, for $27.99 and get free shipping as well. Feel the difference in 14 days or get your money back. That's right. Joint Formula 14 works. For me, it started 5 or 6 days after I started taking it. Feel better, a lot better, quickly. Go to achefree.live and order Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It works or your money back. Get free shipping with the DJV code. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping, only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next up on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Doug Steffen here on the air from the DJV program. You can get our podcast at DJV. I'm going to do a crass commercial for all my stuff, Richie. Hold on for a second.
DJV, I like crass commercials.
Yeah. DJVshow.com is where you can find on-demand, the weekday program. Also, the Talk Radio Countdown Show and its associated, octopus arms, including this hour, you can find every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I do a metaphysical show called Your Hidden Power, which you can find podcasted at, is that a good word? It is podcasted, right? Past tense of podcast, yeah. Is podcasted. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Also do a series of farm interviews, farm family food, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You want to keep up with what's going on the family farm? That's the way to do it. And health and welfare discussed every week in 2 hours on the GoodDayHealthShow.com. So that's those are my bona fide days, among other things that I've done over the years. Number four this week is the focus on I think we've done enough with Mueller and the impeachment. So abortion, number four, and the latest information or the latest sort of view on that. One wonders whether this is an attack on Roe v. Wade or we're being set up for one by various interests. And so I guess when I look at what has happened this week, Governor, John Bel Edwards, is that his name, from Louisiana, signed a measure that would outlaw abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. His signature came after the Louisiana House passed what it termed to be another one of these fetal heartbeat bills. So the aim here, I maintain, that as hard as they try, they'll never overturn Roe v. Wade, because even some of the dullest members of the Supreme Court realize that this means an American revolution. It's that important. It's that big. But it still becomes there's a politicization of it. There are a lot of people who like, to whip up the troops. I'm not a believer in abortion, frankly, personally, but that's only me. I think people need to do what they need to do with their bodies. If I was in a relationship with somebody and they somehow became pregnant, I would ask them to keep the baby.
Somehow, how would that happen then, Doug?
somehow. It happened. Would happen somehow. Probably some sort of bodily contact. I think that's how it works, Victoria. But I think that this has become a battle cry, another one of these polarizing discussions. It's always been, as long as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, abortion, capital punishment, gun control, those are the cheapest ways of getting calls and whipping people into shape. And nothing ever changes. But this is sort of why these have happened. I think there have been, three of these in the last couple of weeks? Three different states have followed along this line. So what does that mean? Is there something here that we need to talk about, or are we missing anything, or is it just as obvious as it seems? Hearing nothing?
No, the one thing that's changing for me, I mean, you and I have been talking about this on the radio for years and years and years and years here.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
And nothing ever changes, right?
Nothing
quote unquote,
changes.
Nothing ever changes. You know what changes, though?
Right.
Technology. And our ability to see what's inside at any given moment. And you start seeing pictures of the baby at a younger age. And we never really kind of was able to put the picture with the age. You know, you're thinking, 2-3 weeks, you know, or 12 weeks, there's nothing there, you know. 14 weeks, there's nothing there. 8 weeks, there's nothing there. Now we're starting to see when there is something there. Yeah. And while I agree with you that nothing has ever changed in this conversation, I think that will make changes. And it'll be interesting to watch if it shifts anything.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Interesting. Also this week, the last abortion clinic closed its doors in Missouri, which is an interesting reality. 28 after the...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A longtime disgruntled city employee opened fire in a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday afternoon, killing 12 people and injuring 4 more before police fatally shot him. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer says he's stunned by the shooting.
Today is Virginia Beach's darkest hour. A senseless crime happened and imposed tremendous grief upon the people of Virginia Beach, the Commonwealth, and this country.
This woman was in the building when the shooting occurred.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in or anything.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We've gone through, I went through the story list. I'll go through the people list, then we'll go back to something. There are two or three items here that are crying out for us to speak about them. Let's see the people list. Oh, thank you, Victoria. Let's see, number 10, Amanda Eller on the people list. I don't know who she is at all. Never heard of her before. Who's Amanda Eller? Anybody know? We don't sound like we're that knowledgeable.
She's the rescued, rescued Hawaii hiker.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew the story, but I didn't remember her name. Okay, Theresa May at 9, John McCain sort of posthumously at number 8.
She won't be on the list for long.
Who, Amanda Eller or Theresa May?
Theresa May.
One more week, she's done. Let's see, McCain is 8, Bernie Sanders 7, Joe Biden is 6, Xing, Xing, Jinping at number 5, Jerry Nadler, man, what a gas bag, number 4, Nancy Pelosi, I think I'm gaining a little, I don't know if respect is the right word for her, but at any rate, she's number 3, Mueller is 2, and Mr. Trump is number 1. So back to the list of stories created by Talkers Magazine. List again is at talkers.com. The number 9 item is the UFO connection to the Navy pilots. And I know Victoria is chomping at the bit to speak about this. You want to challenge my knowledge of it with hers. And she says she's more knowledgeable. So as usual, I will defer to her because I'm a gentleman.
Well, what was going on? This was between the summer of 2014, March 2015, high in the skies of the East Coast. You had these objects, one of them like a spinning top moving against the wind. Almost daily they were appearing. They had no visible engine, according to Navy pilots who reported this to their superiors. No visible engine, no infrared.
I may have to. This discussion may end up being mine anyway because we have a technical problem with Victoria. Maybe we get that straightened out. We'll go back to her point of view.
The aliens are controlling her voice.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. This is something, even though the story itself goes back to, in this particular circumstance, this particular incident is a couple of years old, but these things have been going on. And I believe they are real. They've been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. The people who are silly enough to think that we are alone in the universe are just that, in my opinion, silly. It doesn't make any sense in anybody with any sense, not only of imagination, but intelligence, to think that we are all by ourselves in a universe that goes beyond what we can speak or think or understand. The fact that there are these things, there have been some silly television shows that have been made out of this stuff, some movies that were somewhat thought-provoking, I think, from time to time. The one that Amy Adams was in a couple of years ago I thought was quite good. We use our imagination. Remember Independence Day and what the baddies look like?
You know, yeah. That's good stuff.
Well,
here it is again. Just like the abortion story, right? The thing that might change the abortion story is technology and our ability to see what's inside the body as it's growing and when it actually becomes a baby, right? That may change things. Same thing here. Technology. You know, we have Navy pilots up there in $200 million airplanes with radar and technology that we never had before.
Right.
And they have the ability to see things and see things that aren't there that they never had before. So it's the same story. As we get more advanced, we're going to start seeing things that we did not see before.
Well, whether it's a 13-week-old baby or whether it's
an alien from another planet.
You're going to acknowledge what you knew was there if you have any connection to reality at all.
Well, the government knew it was there since the 50s.
Of course,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you look at ancient cave drawings and Egyptian drawings, and you see that they wrote about it. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
My question is, why don't they make themselves known to us? Why do they keep hiding?
Well, how do you know they haven't? How do you know I'm not an alien?
Would you make yourself known to us?
Well, it just seems that from somewhere across the universe that one of them, because they're not like all, Bob from New York City or Inyakok City, they're from like all over the place, right? Or at least they should be. I mean, theoretically, they should be. So you would think one of them would go, hey, I'm going to blow this little peanut planet up. Or, hey, I'm going to go down and talk to people and see how they are here. Or I'm going to go take over this planet. You would just think that. But no, it's like we've never really been approached by them, at least in bulk.
Hmm. All right, back to you, Victoria. I hope we have a better connection because I do want your comment on this. Well, maybe not. All right, so much for our connection with Victoria.
Number three.
I'm
sorry. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Look. They're outside my window right now. What do you expect me to do? I'm ducking and covering.
Are you? All right. I understand. Yeah, we'll be careful on that. So that means you have nothing left to say, or do you want to hide under the table and tell us what you had on your mind?
Well, the History Channel has got a 6-part series on the Navy pilots and the UFOs starting this weekend, which is very cool. The other thing I have to say is that I totally agree with Richie that technology is uncovering so much of this, and I am just very suspicious that why won't they tell us what they are? Maybe they're already in contact with them. Why do they just keep being so bland about it?
Well, why do you think, let's get, you asked the question, answer your own question. Why do you think that is the case?
They either don't know, it's something very dull, it is another country that is more technologically advanced than us and they don't want us to know, or it really is something and they don't want to panic.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so far beyond what the human mind is capable of imagining or understanding, especially when you consider most of the simpletons, at least today, that are in charge of various bureaucracies, various divisions of the government. It's just right, down to brass tacks. And there are not a lot of really intelligent people that are attracted to working in the government anymore for obvious reasons, maybe not so obvious reasons. So the best of this lot goes to a college, university, goes to a private think tank, and then explores and exposes all of this material that is, there's so much of it.
But again, it's technology. So, you know, yeah. 1,000 years ago, if something were to fly out of the sky, people would have freaked out, right?
Right.
If they saw some. But now, you know, we're so used to planes flying over. We're so used to jets. You know, we're so used to watching UFO movies.
Seeing things in the sky.
We're so used to seeing pictures of planets that we can't see with the naked eye. Yeah. We're so used to sending robots to planets that we can't even see. So our minds, because of technology, has opened us up to the idea that there might be other people out there more than 1,000 years ago or even 50 years ago.
Yep, for sure. Meghan McCain addresses the controversy over the USS McCain. We'll talk about that next. It happens to be number 6 on our countdown list of stories. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Rich. MyPillow has a guarantee, which you've probably heard before, because MyPillow advertises extensively on the radio. The reason they do that, as I'm going to get plugged for radio, is because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. MyPillow is everywhere, but there are very interesting ways of connecting with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And each program that talks about it, each host that talks about it, has a different deal. For example, right now, as far as I'm concerned, using the DJV code, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $30 off the regular price. I think they're normally $99. You get them for $69.98, which is the lowest price ever offered on the radio. And you can find, using the DJV code, frankly, a lot of bargains at MyPillow.com. Whether it be a new bed for your pet, whether it be a new mattress for you, mattress covers, these great Giza pillows that you hear us talking about, or the current deal, the 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you hurry, they'll ship all the pillows free. Everything you buy can be shipped free. Maybe you want to buy more than pillows. Look, take your time, check everything out at MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy, though, use the promo code DJV. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that Talk Radio, as News Talk Radio, has been focused on, according to the research. At number 10, the continuing focus on people who want to get to the top of Mount Everest and what they're encountering. Number 9, by the way, I don't think this is new. I think it's just one of those things. There are a number of things that make it into the countdown every week that are just sort of fads, if you know what I mean. Number 9 is another example of that, with the pilots reporting seeing UFOs. Number 8, what's going on in British politics. Number 7, weather and climate change. That seems to be almost a constant now in the countdown. The Trump-McCain feud, which isn't, is 6th. The presidential race is number 5. Those abortion laws and how they're impacting us, number 4. China and the U.S., number 3. Impeachment, number 2. And the Mueller cap on his investigation. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people's side of things, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, young lady that was rescued in Hawaii survived. Amanda Eller is her name. She's at number 10. Theresa May, I guess in a week we'll be able to refer to her as the former prime minister. And what's going on in Britain is anybody's guess at this point. Number 8, John McCain, because of the story about the ship named in his honor. Number 7, Bernie Sanders, because of his ideas. He's throwing it out. See what sticks against the wall. Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He's number 6 running for president. Xi Jinping wants to influence our presidency. Don't kid yourself. The Chinese are as much involved in the hacking and screwing around with our elections as the Russians are. And they're not only doing it here, they're doing it elsewhere, wherever they think they can have influence. Number 4, Jerry Nadler. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller is number 2. And the Donald is number 1 this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Let's move into the Meghan McCain focus. This whole thing, which maybe, if you'll pardon the pun, frumped up a bit. I'm trying to put the pieces together. I've had 3 or 4 different bits of input, different stories from different people. Meghan McCain talks about the president's attacks on her father. She talks about the controversy of the Navy, whether they kept the USS John McCain out of view during his trip to Japan. I don't think any of this is the real story. The real story here, at Victoria, we like to dig into. You were telling us you've done a good job always about giving us the real story. The real story here is on the ship itself and how ineffective it is. It's been on in service and on the waters for several years, and it has been plagued. It has never worked right one day since it's been commissioned. It has too much technology on it. They don't understand it. The things are breaking down all the time. It spends most of its time in dry dock, and that's where it basically was. It was under repair, and that's why it wasn't visible. Not that somebody in the Pentagon didn't think, oh, well, maybe Trump would like it if it wasn't visible. I mean, how childish, if Trump is really that childish, he has no business being president. Some people think he is. I hope he's not that childish.
Fake news.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, there was
made up story
because the ship was being repaired and was off as it has been since it's been commissioned. It's a piece of junk, and this is a $2 billion machine that doesn't work. Yet another testimony to the way the Pentagon and our government spends money on the military-industrial complex and gets nowhere. There are planes all over the place that never really were needed to get ordered to satisfy the demands of the military-industrial connection to our politicians, and it's the same crap over and over again. We've got way too much technology on these things and way too many pieces of hardware. So that was a real story from my perspective. What about you, Richie?
Well, I think it's probably somebody floating a story out there, and it caught on, and it's fake news.
Made nothing. Made no difference. All right. You have insight, Victoria?
I think that we've got a lot of problems on some of our Navy ships. There have been a series of stories over the last year about
You're right.
Lack of training.
Yeah, lack of training, lack of due diligence on the part of the Pentagon when they take delivery of this stuff. And, what do they care? They're not paying the bill. The taxpayer's paying the bill. And the taxpayer is grossly uninformed. The oversight, each of these departments have their own general sort of accounting of, what do they call it, inspector general? And they fall down on the job as well. This is
how are we going to compete with the alien ships flying around out in outer space?
Valid.
Yeah, okay. Probably we develop some more space, maybe. Trump wants to bring the Army or the military into space, so maybe that's the way of doing it, Richie. Rich McFadden, thank you. Victoria Jones, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go back through this past week. The technology news delivered by Victoria Keelan as she keeps up with it. So we have the top five stories, actually, for the week. Number five is how you can pay your bills if you use AT&T. I still don't understand this, but not for me. This is not my market, let's put it that way.
Well, yes. Yeah. So the news came this week that AT&T will now be accepting cryptocurrency in for you to pay your bill. So if you have AT&T or if you use the AT&T app, for if you have a cell phone account or if you have them as your internet service provider or if you even use DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T, then you can pay all of your bills using cryptocurrency. They now accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Gemini USD, Paxos, and Circles US dollar coin will all be supported. And AT&T has proudly advertised this week that they are the first mobile operator in the U.S. to accept cryptocurrency. However, they are definitely not the first major business. Whole Foods, Nordstrom, GameStop, Overstock.com, major retailers have been accepting cryptocurrency for a while now. So, but the problem, though, is that it is still a very small number of people who actually will use cryptocurrency to pay their bills. So it's a lot of companies for a change in retail are actually ahead of the curve.
Really? Isn't that sweet?
For once.
Depends what curve we're talking about. All right, number four, as we count down to number one, is a focus on XL for your iPhone. How does this work?
Yeah, Microsoft made a really cool update to their Excel for iPhone app this week. Now, this is Microsoft Excel is spreadsheets and charts and graphs and tables and things like that. And so the new update is that if you have the Excel app on your iPhone and you're somewhere outside of the office, if you're at a meeting or whatever, and if someone has a piece of paper that is a chart or a graph or a table, all you need to do is open up your Excel app on your iPhone, snap a picture of it, and it's automatically imported into your Excel worksheet, and it recognizes the difference between work schedules, task lists, timetables, financial spreadsheets. It's really kind of cool. It used artificial intelligence to essentially read whatever the data is, and then it puts it into its proper place. And then when you get back to the office, and then you go onto your laptop or desktop, then the spreadsheet is already there for you, and it's fully integrated, and you can edit it, and it's a very cool feature. So congratulations to Microsoft. I think they get the Innovation Award for this week.
Yippee! All right, this is the info for the last week of May. Number three, Apple making an announcement.
Yeah, Apple surprised everybody this week. They released the first new iPod in 4 years. The last time we saw a brand new iPod model was in 2015, and it may seem outdated to some of us who use, who keep all of our music on our smartphones, but there is still a niche market for iPods. And so at the iPod peak, which was 2008, Apple sold more than 55 million units. And so that's dropped down, obviously, a considerable amount. However, the new iPod Touch, it looks similar to the older ones. It has a physical home button. It has a small 4-inch display, lower price than modern iPhones. It starts at $199 for 32 gigs of storage, or it goes up to $399 for 256 gigs, and it comes in all the same colors as iPhone, and it actually also supports group FaceTime and augmented reality apps, so it's kind of cool. It's basically getting very close to being an iPhone, just without the cellular connection.
All right, Best Buy canceling pre-orders for the Galaxy Fold. It apparently doesn't fold.
Yeah, the Galaxy Fold is just—it's been plagued with all kinds of setbacks, and now it's so many setbacks. In fact, that Best Buy had to cancel all of the pre-orders of Samsung's foldable phone. It's going to be a $2,000 phone, and it will be probably the most expensive on the market. They don't know when it's going to ship any longer. They've canceled everything. The good news is, though, if you have pre-ordered the Samsung Fold through Best Buy, they are going to give you a $100 savings code for future purchases. So when it does become available, you can apply the $100 either towards the phone or towards something else.
All right, now I know we have gotten ourselves to number one. SpaceX is in the news this week. They are frequently. What's the story?
SpaceX had a really good week. They launched a rocket full of 60 satellites into the sky, and it was a very successful mission. This is the first stage of SpaceX's internet constellation called Starlink, and their mission essentially will be to bring broadband internet connectivity to all kinds of places around the globe that either have very spotty reception or have none at all. And so Elon Musk says this will be a low-cost internet option available to the poor people around the world and the world's poorest populations. So good for him.
All right. Yep. Good for him. Good for us. We've covered them all. The top five tech stories. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.